You scroll through your friend's Instagram feed and see the most beautiful spot and think, I want to go there. It's natural, right? And so you do. Turns out that you are part of the problem, according to Brent Knepper. In the online article, Instagram is loving nature to death, the travel photographer says that thanks to the photo sharing app, some of the best kept secrets of the natural world are drawing big crowds and literally altering the landscape. Brent Knepper joins me now from Chicago. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Social media gets blamed for everything, I think. but in this case, it does seem to be true. Can you tell us a little bit about Horseshoe Bend in northern Arizona, which you use as an example? Describe it for us first, if you would.
So Horseshoe Bend is this beautiful spot 7 miles up the Colorado River from the Grand Canyon. And the bend is very unique as far as waterway travels down there, where it makes a complete 180-degree turn in a canyon 1,000 feet deep. And it's a very lovely place as long as you're willing to share it with a crowd.
Mm, so tell me about that. Share it with a crowd. Construction apparently has begun on a parking lot that will accommodate more cars at the spot. And there's also going to be a new viewing platform. But how is that related to Instagram?
So I ran the numbers, and the numbers do check out. As far as on Instagram, Horseshoe Bend's popularity, be it in its hashtag or in its geotag, is normally 10 times as popular as anything else in that area.
Hmm. But is that really a problem? Doesn't that popularity just mean that it might not be as unique, but it's still beautiful, it's still there, people can see it?
Well, popularity is very important. The outdoor world needs more visitors and better accessibility. The difficulty with managing that side of it is that construction can have adverse effects to the natural areas if you start doing different buildings and that sort of thing on top of it. But yes.
Is this an anomaly, though, when we're talking just about Horseshoe Bend, or have you seen other spaces that have changed?
I have. A smaller one in Colorado is Conundrum Hot Springs. After it became a spot for people to easily find on social media, the amount of visitorship went up really high. And since this is a very remote location where people kind of hang around for a long time in the hot springs, they ran out of places to go to the bathroom. As a result, Conundrum Hot Springs had to be shut down for a little bit while park rangers were up there with shovels to relieve that issue.
Meaning they were building bathrooms because people were just like basically...
Bathrooms were not built. They literally had to shovel up everyone's waste and pack it out for them.
Oh, that does not sound like a very fun experience. And what about Vance Creek Bridge?
Yeah, so Vance Creek Bridge is probably the most famous spot within the Instagram nature niche. It is the second tallest bridge in the U.S. It's privately owned, and it's about a two-hour drive outside of Seattle. Vance Creek Bridge, its location was revealed around 2012 on Instagram, and since then, visitorship has just exploded. And as a result of vandalism, graffiti, and a couple of unresolved campfires that caught the bridge on fire, they're just going to tear it down now.
They're going to tear down the bridge?
Yes.
What do you think is driving this for people? I mean, I might see a beautiful picture on Instagram and think, yeah, okay, I want to go to that place, but what is it that people get from going to a place that a lot of people have visited?
Well, there's definitely a community aspect to it. There's nothing wrong with seeing a cool space on the internet and deciding to go there. It's just, you know, maybe don't start fires on it and clean up your poop.
Travel photographer Brent Knepper, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.